5-0. Ian Rush scored 4. Nice and easy too. Never forget it.
Good run this by Hansen. Ian Rush with a real chance. And it's there! Hansen so assured in possession. Finds Ian Rush just outside the penalty area. Onto his left foot. Low drive and it's there!
Everton 0. Liverpool 5.
Great chance for Ian Rush. Oh, he's hit the post again. Back again across the face of goal and that's it. Ian Rush scores the first Derby hat-trick since the war.
Oh my God, it's what dreams were made of. Honestly, I had to pinch myself after the game to remember we were in rampant mood. Rushy scored 4 and Loro scored 1. Coming off that pitch at the end of it, it's just fantastic.
Lee up to the centre spot, trying to thread it through. Ian Rush, another chance for him to score. He's round Neville Southall, and that is 4 for Rush and 5 for Liverpool. Harper now into the path of Ratcliffe getting forward. Left-footed shot from Kevin Ratcliffe. Oh, Grubbins let it go in, and Everton have scored, and Kevin Ratcliffe has got the goal, and an absolute disaster for Bruce Grubbins.
Scored 2 league goals in your whole career, then you'll take anything. And even if that one didn't even hit the back of the net, it was a goal in a derby at the Kop end, and there's not many people that can just say they've done that.
Barnes is really up for it now. He's got so much confidence. Round one, then another. Curls the ball in. Great goal. That is an absolutely brilliant goal. World-class finishing.
I really like derbies because, you know, the type of player I was, I like, I'm a bit of a purist, I like good football whereby you get the ball down and you pass it around and you're quite attractive to watch. I like attractive games. And derbies aren't. Derbies are like war.
Best of all, Jeffers in a punching battle inside the penalty area.
Two of them have got to go.
Well, you can't raise your arms like that. This has to be a dismissal for both players, surely.
Two of them have got to go off. As I said, they both have swapped punches here. The both of them are off. Should be off.
I know they go in and fight amazing sides, but the derbies are all about that. And, like, the arguments afterwards. So I work in a school and the kids will give me hell if Everton win.
Free kick to Liverpool. Sander Vesterbilt takes. Oh,
don't go on the net.
He has driven it straight into Don Hutchison and the ball has run into the empty Liverpool net and Graham Pole has decided that Vesterbilt will have to take it again because the player was not 10 yards.
But I just keep thinking back to Don Hutchison and the ball whacked him in the last minute and went in. Got disallowed. That's what the derby's about. Just arguments.
On my watch, time was up. It was, as I say, virtually seconds there. Last kick of the game in my mind was the goalkeeper taking the free kick for offside. As he kicked it, okay, it's hit Don Hutchinson on the backside, which I think probably stung him a bit. And before the ball went anywhere near the net, I'd blame for time.
But all the other towns say they've got derbies, but there's nothing compares to the derby up here.
It's all community spirited, isn't it? And that's what we're about, Liverpool City Centre. It's about being a community.
Can you hear that? The two fans chanting together Merseyside. The Liverpool and Everton fans at opposite ends sing Merseyside.
City Talk.